Okay. I think we're actually recording.
Awesome.
New setup, guys.
I'm really excited about it. Just kidding. Josh is really excited
Krista
about
had a
it.
panic attack.
I'm like such a routine type of person that when I'm out of my routine, it kind of just messes me up a little bit.
So,
I'm sorry.
podcast room is under construction
I
right now.
cannot wait.
It's turning out really awesome, but I really got lazy and didn't want to set up the microphones and all the. So we use
Let's be
GarageBand to record
real.
these and like set up all the, what do you call it, audio, all that stuff. So we have these little tiny like recorders that you plug into your iPhone.
Yeah, it's microphones that you can take on the go, especially for like vlogs and stuff like that. I was gonna do it for the road trip, and then I was like, eh, I don't know how this works, all this kind of stuff. So I'm not very technology savvy, so I just wanted to try something different with these, and it's working.
So
It's
yeah, we're gonna
perfect.
see the quality of how this is, but this might be, I don't know, it seems simpler. It's
I
pretty
don't know.
nice.
But also, too, you can take this on the trail if you really wanted to.
The whole time they'd just be hearing me go. So it really wouldn't be anything enjoyable to listen to.
Pretty much. So, like we said, the podcast room is under construction. It's
Turning out to be awesome.
going to look so cool. And we are almost to podcast 100. And then from there, I'm excited to like set it up so that way we can record and all of that fun jazz.
Yep. That means I'm
So,
going to have to actually put clothes on and shower before these.
maybe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Or
Okay.
just like, yeah, probably.
Hopefully, we only record from the waist up so I don't have to put pants on.
No.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Great.
What? Isn't
Wonderful.
that what every work at home person does? They have all
Yes.
pajama pants? That's what I
Yes.
meant. Oh, my gosh. That's what I meant. Like, you got pajama
Thank you for
pants
clarifying
with a
that.
shirt and tie on the top,
I'm
right?
sure Rye Dog would really appreciate, the latter of that one.
You'd be like, the camera doesn't zoom far enough.
So last week we didn't have cheers.
Oh.
Heard that. last week we didn't do a podcast. Where were we? Oh, we were at an art show,
Yes.
and we also went to a friend's kids' dedication at church.
It was
So
very,
it was really
it was a
nice.
really good Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, segueing into the art show
Oh, yeah.
was today's topic because we actually read a devotional each day. Chris, am I holding the microphone weird? Krista, you keep staring at what I'm
Yeah, just
doing with
stop
it.
moving your hand and just hold it.
I'm going to clip it in my shirt
Okay.
because I talk loud as it is.
Yes, you do. I do not.
There we go.
See, it's like Floppidish Hulkenberg.
Okay, so we read a daily devotional and,
By Tim Tebow.
right, and today's devotional really hit home,
Yeah.
and it was actually a topic that Chris and I were talking about all week long, and even more again today.
Yes.
About, and I think we've even hit it. I mean, after 99 of these, I'm thinking
This
we.
is 98.
Oh, why do you have 99?
Because I'm prepping.
Don't do that.
I'm
So
prepping.
after 98 of these,
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we talked about this topic before, but in this devotional, it actually talks about a certain somebody that I think everybody knows. Is this the one?
No.
No?
It's not that one. It's this one. There we go.
There we go. Okay.
Cool.
So
Got it.
we had it on the wrong page,
Yes, we did.
but it's a household name that everybody knows, and it was actually the history of the artist Van Gogh.
Vincent van Gogh.
And to come to find out that in his early, what is he, like early 20s,
26.
he wanted to become a minister like his father and grandfather.
Yeah.
And so he ministered to the coal workers in his town, in his Dutch town,
Yes.
but he wanted to live the life like they did. So he sold all his possessions and he basically became poor, slept on the floor, and struggled with them, so that way he can know exactly how they lived and be able to be on their level when he
Yep.
preached to them, right? But his congregation and his denomination didn't like it, how he did all that. So he
Yes.
actually got fired from his ministry position. But come to find out, He was an artist and sketching and painting throughout his whole ministry. So it allowed him to then fall back onto his artistic abilities.
God-given gifts.
Yes. And, you know, now we know him as the famous author, or author, wow,
artist. Good job.
Of, you know, the Starry Night and what was the other one, honey?
Irises.
Irises.
Mm-hmm.
And so
there's so many more, but Starry Night is like the iconic one that everyone knows,
right,
and tries to mimic. And it's, you can never do that. Don't ever do that.
So I get a couple of things out of this whole story is because sometimes you might find yourself in a position where you're, you know, wanting to live out a legacy or take over something that maybe you don't really have an interest in. And, you know, I think of the small town that we grew up in and back in Pennsylvania and everything, right? There's a lot of family-owned businesses.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a topic that kids our age, you know, are looking at because now their parents are getting to retirement ages and they're like, do I take over my parents' business?
Mm-hmm.
Do I do what I feel like I'm being called to do? Or do I feel like what I've been set up for to do?
Yeah, for sure. And like, I really resonated with this because I'm sure some of you know, but going to that art show,
yes,
it was a wine and art festival in Scottsdale.
I was in it for the wine.
Yes, he was.
No.
But going there, it really like opened my eyes and like just walking around going, wow, this could have been my life. Like, I did a couple classes at Tyler School of Art. I like was knee deep in everything art. Between I spun, did pottery and spun on the wheel. I was doing like charcoal sketches and like painting, drawing. I was in it, like very knee deep in it. And then someone was like, you don't really have a talent in this. And it's very like the one time, like they told me that it was too realistic, which is really funny because they have realism art.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, your letters are too defined in this picture. Like, you need to like blur them out a little bit so it doesn't bring your eye directly to that. And I'm just like, okay. And then I was turned down over and over and over again for art school to go. But I think it was kind of like a blessing in disguise. But also too, like, I wish I would have just stuck with it. No matter how many times that people like pushed me down, said that I was really terrible. Like, obviously I have an eye for art and everything interior design. I mean, you look at our house, like follow me on Instagram. You just look at all of that. Would you look at it? And I shouldn't have given up. And that is really like the moral of the story is that like when you have naysayers and all of these people trying to like push you down of like, you're not good enough or what some of these things, you suck at this. Why do you keep screwing up? Like, can you not get anything right? Like those words, while that person and it came from their mouth and maybe they didn't mean it in that certain way, but maybe it's about time to have a pathway for change, to let it go and use it as fire, fuel for your fire. That's what I meant to say. Use it as fuel for your fire, but also too, maybe it's time to redirect yourself and stop listening to what everyone else is saying and listen to what's in your soul and in your heart of what you want to do.
So listening to you talk right there, I had so many things I wanted to add.
Yeah, go.
First thing would be what people have said to you in your past. I've come to realize, and I really love this saying, is like, hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that person may have been a loved one, may have been a close one, even a parent maybe. But maybe they're hurting because their grandfather or their parents told them the same thing. And so it's like this trickle-down effect.
Yeah.
You know, and it just constantly snowballs generation to generation. And your dreams and passions and everything get snuffed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like you're handicapping the next generation to living out their fulfilled life.
Yes.
Because you're constantly being told you're not good enough, or why are you even trying? Like, you're
mm-hmm.
never going to be, you know, that kind of level of greatness or whatever. And then the other thing too is, yes, the you got turned down by different art schools and all that kind of stuff, but what did that do to you? You gave up. You just kind
Yep.
of,
I
took the
gave
art,
in and I gave up.
you took the art easel down and you put your paints away and you stopped even thinking of art.
Yep.
And what happens if you would have been like, okay, no school wants me, that's fine. Maybe I'll go and I'll take a career path elsewhere.
Yeah.
But my passion and my hobby is still art. And I go to, and I'm saying this because, like, when we were at that art festival, maybe you didn't have a gigantic booth like some of these well-known artists or different galleries or whatever, but you
Yeah.
had just like a smaller tent or a pop-up tent, even maybe with like a folding table and a couple of your own, paintings and etchings or whatever it may be, some pottery. But you're being the best version of yourself.
Amen.
You're putting yourself out there at least. And it's, yeah, I work in insurance by day, but at night, this is my other passion that I get to
Yep.
do. And so many people in history have that type of background where we know we knew them as something else, but really,
You don't know they're behind the scenes.
right. And so, you were being the best version of yourself and doing what you could do,
Yeah.
not comparing yourself to the big gigantic gallery that has four pop-up tents and all the
Yeah.
displays and all the backlit stuff, all the fanciness. You're doing it for yourself and you're like, huh, yeah, okay, like this is the best I can do, and be
Yeah.
happy with that and leave that comparison at the door. But
Well,
it's hard to do.
see, that's where like some people, and like to be honest with you, like I really want to get back into it. And as soon as we're done this podcast room, I told Josh, I'm like, I'm putting my easel back up. I'm putting the canvas back up. Like I'm gonna do it in all of my free time, all of that. But make it a point to sit there and paint and draw and like release that and see what comes of it. And the thing is, most people won't do that. Someone told them they suck and they're not going to go down that road again because they don't want to be triggered once again. Where I know it's going to be hard and say, like, I go to one of these art pop-up things and I like get there and no one like looks at my stuff, like no one does anything with it. But at least you're taking that step to get out of your comfort zone and do the things that make your heart happy. Because I don't know if I said it on this podcast, I said it to someone, I forget who I said it to, but maybe I said it to you. And we are doing so many things that we don't love, and we're not putting precedent on the things that bring us joy. And that's why we have burnout in society these days, because we're doing all these things that we genuinely do not give a crap about. And we're leaving all of the things that spark joy left in the closet.
See, and then I go and think this way too. All it takes is one person to find you.
Yep.
It's like an open mic night where someone has the courage to finally get up there and maybe play the song that they wrote or sing.
Yep.
And it takes that one person to be in a crowd that's like a recruiting for a record label or somebody like that. And then boom, their career takes off or whatever.
Yeah.
All it takes is for you to set up a little tent and a table at an art show and somebody to walk by and be like, I love your work. Why aren't you in one of those big galleries?
Yep.
And then you just never know. And it may be 10, 20, 100 of those art shows you have to go to before you finally find that right
Yep.
person. But if you don't try and you don't put yourself out there and you don't fulfill your passions and your dreams, like Krista said, the burnout with all the mundane things that we do day in and day out.
Yeah, like I have a pile of laundry that is just sitting in the hamper. I should fold it.
It's clean.
I won't. It's gonna lay on the floor and I'm gonna shut the door and we're not gonna worry about it.
Right.
But I think a lot of people need to think about that, of like think of a disappointment that in your life, past, present, or whatever, and spend time thinking about it, praying about it, imagining what that pathway to change may lead you to. Like, maybe it's time to not be with your parents' business, like you started this. Maybe it's time to step away from corporate world because that's all that you were taught. And to have that 9 to 5 and go to work and make that money. Like, how many entrepreneurs that we know that hung up their corporate hat and went, you know what? I'm going to give this a shot. And who is flourishing? Because they're going after that chain, they're being that chain breaker in their family, but they're looking for that change in their life that's going to set them apart and what God intended into their lives.
I remember telling somebody at work, because I just recently got another promotion and I do well with what I know. But I remember having a conversation one time with like a director or the owner or whatever. And I may have slipped and said something to the fact of this is just a means to an end. As in, Chris and I have
Yes.
a dream for our life. We have passions. We have an idea and a vision of where we want to be and what we want to do. And it's definitely being self-employed. It's starting something for us. And it's answering to nobody but us.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking at it and I continually tell myself that any kind of woes or any kind of troubles, anything that I'm coming up against right now, it's only temporary
Yes, it
because
is.
I'm using this in order to fund what I have in the future or my ideas and our vision, right?
Yeah.
So I'm putting a timeline on this whole thing. And so if you need to kind of have that mindset with put a timestamp on this thing. Don't just be like, yeah, someday, because someday is never going to come if you don't do that.
Yeah. Well, kind of like vision boards and dream boards and stuff like that, you put an expiration date on there. It doesn't flow over into the next year. This is it. This is my expiration date of these goals. And if I didn't hit them, cool, I can put them into the next year, but rethink
Yeah,
things,
oh, why
readjust.
didn't you hit it?
Question yourself as to why those specific things, you didn't hit that mark.
And I think going back to kind of where we started this podcast was, what somebody may have s said to you, but also like maybe you were never taught that
Oh,
the
yes.
sky is the limit. Maybe you were never taught that you can go out and succeed and do whatever you want to do. You don't have to have a boss. You don't have to fall into that corporate ladder grind where all you're trying to do is get to the next rung, and you're just a number. Like, I'm sorry, but any job that you have to type in a number code or something to clock in, guess what they read you as? That number code. Anyway, don't get me started on that. But, maybe you just never experienced a life of maybe somebody, you didn't have a strong mentor or somebody that showed you, hey, that whole 9 to 5 thing.
You are speaking to my heart. You know
Well,
why?
because it's me too.
Well, on Friday, I decided, you know what? My lunch break, I'm gonna go and get a facial. And my esthetician is my BFF. I tell her everything. But it was the same conversation as to, like, I did not have that figure growing up telling me I can do and be whatever I want to be. You can start your own business. I didn't really have that. And, like, no fault to my parents, no fault to your parents whatsoever.
Because it's what
But
they knew.
exactly. You only teach what you know. So for me, like, I never had that. And it was always like, you can do whatever you want, but like, there's certain things that we think you should be doing. And like, look at us, like, just do what we did type of thing. Where I'm going, no, I don't really want like typical investments and stuff like that. I want like houses as my investment. Like, I want,
Property things, tangible stuff that you can look at and be like,
yeah. And then I can sell it off like when I need to, like
right.
those type of things. And like, I can do and be whatever I want to be. I don't have to have that number as a clock in. I don't need to, like, let's be real. They were like, oh, you're just going to be a starving artist. Like, what kind of career is that? how many times I've heard
one.
that.
But like, you know, we're not a business of in financial podcast by any means, and trust me, don't take that like our advice in this topic too seriously. But
I would.
what I'm going to say is like, I don't have too much faith in a retirement fund for when we're 65. I
No.
don't have too much faith in a 401k that's in a volatile stock market that
Yep.
with society and the way things are right now, it is so up and down and all over the place, right? Like you got
I pulled
almost,
out of my 401k at least two, three times, and it's already bounced back, but
but it could
don't
also crash and be gone tomorrow.
exactly.
So
So use it.
yeah.
If you need it, use it right now. It'll
But
bounce back.
you
You're
know,
welcome.
look into things where you can be profitable in,
Yep.
and also maybe it's that time to take that leap. And if you're tired of paying the man and him giving you a cut,
Yeah.
be the man where you get 100%.
And we're not saying like, oh, quit your job tomorrow.
Josh
Like,
and Krista told me to
put
do it.
Josh and Chris are told me to quit my job, give you my notice. No, I still work a job. I still run my business and I still want to do art and I want to buy investment properties. Like, you have to like slowly get into it and see, you know, once it matches your pay, then goodbye. You know what I mean? It's not like a, I'm going to quit everything. Will you have a full time like commitment to that thing? Yeah, if you quit your job, you would. But if you need to feel secure, I always say like wait until it matches your pay and then you can quit because you don't want to be in that kind of situation. But that is just me, and it's not a scared way to live. And I've heard that before. And other quote unquote motivational people were like, oh, you're not fully committed unless you just quit your job and do that full time. No, like you're just being smart about it. Like, don't be, yeah, they're false prophets. Let's be real anyway. So, thank you.
But also, too, to bring that kind of topic into everything would be
My nose is
maybe
stuffy.
there's something that God has put on your heart for you to do, or
Yes.
you were put on this earth for a reason. And let's be honest, if you're like just implementing data for a job and staring at a computer screen, most likely that's not God's intention for your life. It's probably to serve and help others and to be a
Yeah.
selfless type person, right? And
Yep.
give back and help others succeed and you know, possibly be a messenger for his word or whatever it may be, right? And live a Spirit-filled life of being God, you know, with godliness and things like that. But you know, I think we try to attach a dollar value to happiness a lot of the times as well. And you know, the ultimate leap of faith would almost be like, I'm being drawn towards ministry, or I'm being drawn towards this or that, or I want to start a nonprofit, or I want to open up a dog shelter, you know, that type of thing, like an
Oh,
animal
I want to do
shelter,
that too.
you know.
Add that to
And
the
you
list.
know, it's not raining dollars on you and you're not hearing cha-ching signs, right? And you're like, well, this isn't going to be something where I'm going to be a millionaire, but are you going to be happy
Are you going to
every
be
day?
fulfilled?
Probably.
Yes.
And sometimes, and not sometimes, a lot recently, I've been looking at life and being like, do I really care how many zeros are in my bank account? Or do I care that every day I wake up excited
Yes.
to go do whatever I was put on this earth to
Yep.
do and to go to bed, sleep nice and sound because I know, good and faithful servant, you served me well today.
Yep.
You know?
Honestly, I told someone the other day, like, yeah, I'm 34, almost 35, and like, I feel like I'm going through a midlife crisis at this age, thinking there has to be more to life. Like, and I feel this shift that's going to come next year. And I'm really pumped for it and see what is to come for both of us. So,
Because trust me, we have to practice what we preach, right? And we've done tons of leaps of faith and we've gone without unanswered, like a lot of questions unanswered, but still trudged through because we felt like we were being pulled.
put money down on this house without having jobs. That was cool.
Yeah, I quit a job, six-figure job to come out here and be like, I don't have a job. I think Lowe's is hiring, you know, as a backup.
Gosh.
But,
And same back in 2019, we like took the leap of faith and moved out to Arizona,
yeah.
knowing nothing, nobody, visited here,
And hated
and
it.
hated it, but still moved out here for some reason, a God reason. But yeah, we've taken so many leaps of faith, moving to South Carolina, and
And that was, I'm starting to think that
I
was a
think that was, I
fleshly
think it
worry,
was. It
yeah,
was like, you
desire.
want that? Okay, we'll let you have this. And then I was like, okay, just kidding.
Which is a testament to who we are. I think, we had the big house, we had that whole lifestyle, and it was
I didn't
like,
like it.
it's terrible. Hated it. Give me my little shack.
I know.
Give me the
We don't
desert.
have a shack.
Compared to the other one.
I know, it's half the size,
But
but
whatever.
I'm okay with it.
I love it.
It is the forever of ever homes
That's right.
to live in or rent.
Rent out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, we wanted to bring this topic up because, again, whenever we have really good conversations or we hear things throughout the week, that we're like, dang, and we have like an hour-long conversation between the two of us on, we're like, we probably should have recorded that because that was a great
Well,
podcast.
now we can.
And now we can.
Look at this.
I know, this is awesome.
I'm excited.
But
You've won me over.
hopefully somebody needed to hear this
I
today.
know someone needed to hear this today, and I'm glad that you listened in.
And yeah, and just to let you know, you are not the only one that
No.
feels that way. There are a lot of people that have these thoughts and they just don't
Yep.
speak out because they want to push them down. They want to forget about it because, why should I complain? Why should I ruffle feathers? Everything in my life is great.
No. Cause chaos. See what happens.
Yeah.
I love chaos. Just kidding. Okay.
Sometimes smooth and easy is nice
Yeah,
once in a
I
while.
like, relaxing. Okay. Anyways, if you enjoyed this and you feel like someone else should listen to it, we grow by sharing. And by grow, I just mean that we're getting the word out to everyone who needs to hear it. This is a motivation, fitness, godly podcast that someone needs to hear
We didn't
this.
really talk about fitness today.
No, we didn't really talk about
It's
fitness.
all right.
Hey, that's cool. It's all gravy, baby.
Exercising the mind.
Exercise. Okay. but go ahead and share this. If you want any more information, you know where to find us, peakdrivenllc.com. And that is a wrap on our end.
Yeah, and we are working on the podcast room so that way we can stay true to our word about doing, record
Yeah.
records,
Records.
doing records,
Doing the quotes.
recording the show, doing video and everything like that. So
Love
bear with
you.
us. But I appreciate everyone listening, and God bless you all. Love you.
All right, go be the light. Later.